Hi, everyone. This is Kish Rajan, Chief Evangelist at Cal Innovates. And along with our Executive Director, Mike Montgomery, we welcome you to the new Cal Innovates podcast, where we'll be sitting down with elected officials and policy advocates and other thought leaders to discuss issues of critical innovation, technology, and public policy matters that face California and the country. We'll be talking to guests of all kinds, and we'll be broadcasting this regularly, and we hope that you'll join us for this important series of discussions about the future of our state and our country. We're so pleased this time to be joined by Libertarian Party candidate for president, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. Governor Johnson, thanks for being here.
Oh, really, thank you. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Nice to see
great
you.
Opportunity.
Yeah, and welcome to California.
Yeah.
You know, you're one of millions, right, that'll visit here this year and, you know, for business or leisure travel. And many of those folks avail themselves of the sharing economy type services, right? Uber for rideshare, Airbnb for home share and the like. I'm wondering, you know, are you a user? And what do you think about, you know, the tremendous growth of that new space in our economy these days?
I have said repeatedly, I think that this is the model of the future. Uber everything. Eliminating the middleman, allowing for you as the provider of goods and services to directly give that to the end user, eliminating the middleman, so the end user saves money and you make more money as the provider. Airbnb. In Santa Fe right now, they have restricted the use of Airbnb. And my partner and I, Kate, I think we have this great opportunity to rent our place out. I built my dream home north of Taos, but we have this great opportunity to rent out our place, and they're restricting Airbnb from existing.
And that's not unusual.
It's not unusual.
You know, whether in the sharing economy generally, there's a lot of reaction on the parts of state and local governments to try to hinder these models or try to find ways to force them into their regulatory box.
And can they not see the fact that I get a little bit of extra income that I'm going to be spending in my community or paying in tax? It's just so short-sighted.
Well, I think it's a great point in terms of the owners of those properties to be able to continue to derive some additional income or you know, monetizing those. But it's also the users, and I think particularly, it's not exclusively this, but certainly younger consumers, their perception of getting a ride or staying someplace has fundamentally changed. And one wonders, you know, and now in your candidacy, one wonders whether politics and policy is catching up with where the generational attitudes and cultures are headed.
Well, if I'm elected president, just count on me to be, you know, to use that bully pulpit to point out how good these things are and stop with the restriction. Stop with the restriction. And if there, and I am sure that there are initiatives that are going to be launched to restrict them federally.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. Well, you can count on it. Cal Innovates, we actually have a poll in the field right now talking directly to millennials and to voters and asking them about attitudes and trying to match up where the gaps may be indeed and sort of where the policy conversation's headed. So we'll talk more about that for sure.
Well, it's exciting.
A big topic of security versus privacy, right? And of course, sadly, we've seen so many tragic events that have happened, criminal events, shootings, terrible things that have happened. And sadly, it seems that the scale of those is growing. Given how lethal these attacks are and the opportunity to be able to potentially interdict those things to prevent them, shouldn't the government be able to take greater action in that regard?
There is a process, and it's due process, and it's presenting evidence to a judge and actually getting warrants to be able to accomplish exactly what you're talking about. But when the NSA has the ability to collect metadata, and I am saying something here that I really have no appreciation for whatsoever, because what does metadata of 110 million Verizon users really amount to? To me, that is wrong. There has not been one shred of evidence to come forward that anything has been prevented, thwarted, discovered as a result of this massive collection of all of our personal information.
Let me switch gears, and something that's happened that's been so stunning globally has been the Brexit vote, that decision by the voters. And there's a lot of dimensions to that and a lot of reasons, I suppose, about why that happened. But one element that's been talked a lot about is immigration and anxiety in Britain around greater immigration. Some would say that that is a present conversation, certainly in the presidential campaign here in the United States as well. But of course, in California and the Bay Area and this thriving innovation economy, it seems that a big asset, one of the great contributors to the success here, has been that we're a melting pot of immigrants that are contributing their talents. I'm curious as to your feelings about immigration and the implications to the innovation economy.
Well, running for president of the United States, we should embrace immigration. We're a country of immigrants. All innovation has stemmed from immigration. We should make this as easy as possible for anybody that wants to come into this country and work to be able to get a work visa. Get government out of establishing quotas. There'll either be jobs or there won't be jobs, and a work visa should entail a background check. We don't want criminals in this country, and it should include a Social Security card so that applicable taxes get paid. But come on, we're a country of immigrants, a hard working people that are coming here to this country to achieve what any American hopes to achieve.
Well, it certainly seems, again, that this cuts a lot on age lines. You know, I mentioned that we're in the field with a poll looking at attitudes. A lot of the data in the Brexit vote, the analysis of that vote, very big divides between younger voters and older voters about their feelings on immigration, multiculturalism, and technology. I wonder if you see those similar divides emerging here and what we can do to try to bridge those divides.
Well, yes, I do. This protectionist, I mean, here we are at a crossroads, in my opinion, and I don't think we should go down the road of being protectionist. I think we're going to find ourselves in a recession. The Brexit vote for me was a vote against the crony capitalism of Europe. That's the way I looked at it. It really puts in doubt any Euro-based investment for years to come, and it makes the United States really a safe haven for dollars, I think, for years to come. And I'm talking now about worldwide investment in what should be viewed as the safe haven, unless, of course, we screw it up by becoming isolationists ourselves.
Well, final question. Technology is permeating all aspects of our lives. It certainly is changing the way that political campaigns take place. It's been some time since the first time you ran for office in New Mexico, and I'm wondering if what have been your observations about how much campaigning has changed, how much politics has changed because of the innovations and the advent of new technologies?
Well, what's exciting for me is I might get elected president, and if I do, I will have spent less money than any political candidate in modern history made possible by social media.
Well, I have to tell you, I've seen the latest web ad that you have that's out on social media right now, you and your running mate, Governor Weld. I must say, it's very creative, and it's clearly catching on because I know it's been viewed by millions of people. So that's certainly an indication of how quickly you can have an impact with the right kind of content online.
Right. Doesn't cost anything other than the production, and the relative production costs are very low. That's anyway, great. It's exciting.
Well, Libertarian candidate for president, Governor Gary Johnson, thanks so much for being with us on Innovate 2016, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you very much.